Last Tuesday, a group of reproductive rights supporters gathered on the steps of the Louisiana Department of Health and Hospitals in Baton Rouge to address what they called a backdoor ban on abortions, a ban that would disproportionately affect low-income women. The rally was initially scheduled as a demonstration against new rules issued by the DHH last November regarding the operation of abortion clinics across the state. The demonstrators had planned on submitting opinions and testimony at a hearing that was scheduled for Tuesday. But late Monday night, legislators canceled the hearing and rescinded all 21 pages of the previously enacted regulations. This came as a surprise to Louisiana's five abortion providers and their supporters, who have been working since November to bring their clinics into compliance. An administrator at the Women's Healthcare Center in New Orleans says her clinic found out about these regulations from a secondhand source.
We were not given notice that the regulations were coming. We found out about it through another facility that was closed, who happened to be in Baton Rouge, and that was the first we heard of it. On December 2nd, we simply got a fax that says, go to this register, these are your new regulations, and they're effective immediately. It was a blindsided. We had no clue that they were coming down.
With this new set of rules, the DHH completely overhauled the existing legislation governing abortion providers and granted themselves the power to close any clinic that failed to comply. The 21 pages included burdensome requirements for both the clinics and the women who use them. The complex and ambiguous language of the document made it difficult to implement for clinic administrators who want to continue providing services to the women in their communities.
We've been, first of all, trying to find out exactly what they mean. Because if you read it, it could be interpreted different ways. But of course, the regulations were effective immediately, so we are trying to be in full compliance with the law. However, there are some things that we need clarification.
One of the more clearly written portions of the initial document required a 30-day waiting period between the administration of blood tests and the actual abortion procedure. Julie Finger, a pediatrician practicing in the New Orleans area, says that this extended waiting period was not only unconstitutional, but medically unnecessary.
These regulations asked that lab tests be done at least 30 days in advance before a procedure, which would effectively make it a 30-day wait period before you could have your abortion. First, there's absolutely no medical logic behind this. When you're having a surgical or any sort of procedure done, you would want those done as close as possible to the procedure. And the kinds of tests that would be done, like a hemoglobin that the regulations required, you can get those results back in a matter of hours.
Outspoken critics and activists garnered national media attention to this new rule that presented a clear undue burden to women seeking terminations. Legislators rescinded the 30-day waiting period just a few days before they decided to cancel Tuesday's hearing. However, according to attorney Ellie Schilling, several other parts of the document that remained intact were also unconstitutional.
For one thing, then they deny clinics their due process rights to appeal. They also deny clinics the property interest that is inherent in a license. A license is a fundamental property interest that can't be taken away unless due process is provided. And these regulations invalidate licenses for all kinds of things, like if you move across the street.
According to the new restrictions, if clinics needed to renovate, relocate, or change the ownership of their facility, they would have to apply for a new license. Facilities applying for new licenses would have to meet square footage requirements and submit corresponding certificates of need. A spokesperson for the Women's Healthcare Center, one of two operating clinics in the New Orleans area, said they certainly would not be able to meet these requirements if something were to happen to their clinic.
Now, if, for instance, we have to rebuild or have an addition, we would have to get a certificate of need, something that we never had before. And even if you could justify that you have this built, that you can meet the regulations, they don't have to accept it. So they have you boxed in. And living in a hurricane climate, we never know. We never thought Katrina was going to hit. And this building was completely destroyed.
Ellie Schilling, an attorney representing a New Orleans-based clinic, feels that the outlook for Louisiana's five abortion-providing facilities is bleak.
If these regulations or ones similar to them are implemented, the clinics will be operating at the whim of the state, and they can just go around shutting them down as they want. They're so onerous, there's no way that clinics will be able to comply with them. They're intended to shut clinics down.
The Midtown Medical Center was an OBGYN clinic and abortion provider on St. Charles Avenue that had been providing care to New Orleans women for over 40 years, until they were shut down by the DHH in 2012. Maria Cuevas is the owner of Midtown Medical. She says that they closed down after the DHH performed a survey of the clinic and found two clerical errors in 65 pages of charts, and then revoked their license. Cuevas says that the DHH used the ambiguity of the regulatory language to their advantage.
We have no problem complying. None of the providers in Louisiana does. But they would come in and interpret these rules in an arbitrary way. We had no idea that they would that it would mean what they would say it would mean. And under that type of environment, you can't not get deficiencies. You can't not get, I mean, something silly like clerical errors. Let's be realistic, which has absolutely nothing to do with the health or welfare of women. And they revoked my license because of that.
Cuevas feels that Midtown was targeted because they provided abortion services in addition to comprehensive women's health services.
You know, abortion was just one of the myriad of services that we offered. It was just like I would, you know, someone wants birth control or someone wants STD testing or somebody wants us to provide prenatal care. We delivered also. It was just one of, you know, one of the services we offered. But that's what the powers that be don't want. They want to shut down abortion altogether and they don't care who they have to walk over to get it.
Cuevas has been in litigation with the DHH since. She was in Baton Rouge to oppose the new rules that would grant the DHH even more power to shut down well-run, compliant clinics like her own. For women in Louisiana, one less clinic in town could mean having to travel out of state to terminate a pregnancy. Amy Irvin of the New Orleans Abortion Fund, that provides financial assistance to women seeking terminations, worries what a clinic closure would mean for women across the South.
I don't know where women would go if a clinic closed or if there were no clinics here in New Orleans, because already we get calls from women from Mississippi who need and want to come to New Orleans. They choose not to go to Jackson, the one clinic in Mississippi, because they don't want to deal with the protesters. When the laws passed in Texas, the clinic here in New Orleans began getting calls from women from Texas wanting to come here for the abortion pill.
For women who are struggling financially, multiple days away from a job and costly travel arrangements are real and potentially insurmountable obstacles.
If clinics close here, it's going to have a disastrous effect for women who are already struggling to make and pay for the appointments.
Abortions in Louisiana are costly. The price tag can range anywhere from $450 to $900, depending on the procedure. According to staff at the Women's Healthcare Center, many women who are not able to pay these hefty sums are already putting themselves in harm's way to terminate their pregnancies.
What we're seeing here, because we offer the abortion pill, we're seeing women buying pills from people off the street that they're told that they got them in Mexico. And they're paying $300 for a pill that they don't even know what they're taking. And then nothing happens. And this is not just a one or two times a week. We are seeing this quite frequently because they're being priced out as it is for the regular procedure. And if something happens to them, then, of course, they end up in a hospital because they have taken medication which could injure them and they have no physician to follow them.
Irvin and others from the New Orleans Abortion Fund have been collecting testimony from women who have benefited from the services provided by local abortion clinics. Women's testimonies were intended to be read during the hearing on Tuesday to convince legislators of the need for abortion providers in the community. Though there was no hearing, NOAF has submitted these testimonies along with 6,000 comments to the DHH.
I hope that both the officials at DHH and the legislators have seen the women's voices and understand the 6,000 comments that we just submitted to DHH that object to these regulations, not just to these specific regulations, to any regulations that are intended to shut clinics down and that are intended to limit access to safe and legal abortions.
With the Louisiana legislative session beginning again in March, the DHH has said it intends to revise and resubmit a new set of regulations sometime in the near future. Unsurprisingly, a spokesperson from the DHH declined to say when exactly that will be. Advocates for women's right to access safe, affordable abortion care have made clear that they will continue to present opposition to Louisiana legislators and their surreptitious rulings.
We're hopeful that the legislature will take note, and if they don't, then we'll be back to tell them that they need to rethink these policies.
For WTUL, I'm Hillary Donnell.